You know, just like any single fella, there comes a time in a young rooster's life when he wants to settle down and raise a family. And I suppose it was only natural that he'd pick the prettiest gal around. But a funny thing, little Miss Fancy Feathers refused every one of those birds. No matter how they crowed and carried on, she ignored them. You never saw such a bunch of disappointed roosters. I think every one of them was hoarse for a week. Even Gaylord, the loudest of the whole lot, could hardly be heard. There was one fellow that came a-courting, however, that didn't give a hoot for the little bantam. He sneaked into the yard one night and walked right by her and into the hen house. He didn't give Miss Fancy Feathers a second look. But then, he was a weasel and preferred a fatter hen for a bride. For as Mr. Weasel himself puts it,
"The bride of my dreams must be tender. At breakfast, a delight to see. Yes, at breakfast, I want my darling sitting there at the table with me. At lunch, I'll come home just to be near her. How consumed with desire I will be. A fragrant and tempting sight to behold as she sits at the table with me. That's my idea, a colossal idea. That's my idea of a bride. A grand idea, a stupendous idea, is my idea of a bride. When I bring a friend home to supper, a blissful fine sight we will greet. I will serve a white wine, and she'll smell so divine, and she'll look good enough to eat.